This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. India and European Union exchanged the historic free trade agreement FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa, and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. The trade pact, which has been described by both sides as the mother of all trade deals, will open up the European market for Indian labour-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties, including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Besides, the India and European Union also exchanged several agreements in the field of security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference with the two European leaders after the talks, the Prime Minister said inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and 27 European Union will deepen economic ties, create jobs, bolster global supply chains and strengthen the partnership between the two sides for a prosperous future.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है. हमारे किसानों, हमारे छोटे उद्योगों, इसकी यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा.
Prime Minister opined that India-EU ties will provide stability to the world order amid ongoing turmoil in global environment. In his statement, President of European Council Antonio Costa said that summit has sent a clear message to the world that India and EU stand together as strategic and reliable partners at a time when global world is being reshaped. Speaking on the occasion, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said India-European Union FTA will create jobs for millions of workers in India and Europe. Prime Minister Modi chaired the India-EU Business Forum along with EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi this afternoon. The forum brought together business leaders from both sides. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Indian investment in the EU has reached almost 40 billion euros. Confederation of All India Traders has called the India-EU trade agreement as a global boost for Indian traders, MSMEs and manufacturing, describing the agreement as a historic and strategic milestone in the country's global economic engagement. The industry body said it will significantly enhance market access for Indian goods and services in the European Union. In a statement, Secretary General of the Confederation of All India Traders, Praveen Khandelwal, today stated that India-EU trade deal will boost exports by reducing tariff and non-tariff barriers, attract higher foreign direct investment in manufacturing and services, promote technology transfer and innovation. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the members of both Houses of Parliament, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today. The economic survey will be tabled on Thursday and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till 13th February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. The government has assured that the new University Grants Commission UGC guidelines issued to address caste-based discrimination on college campuses will not be misused. The minister was talking to media yesterday. UGC has issued a regulation on 13th of this month stating that the higher education institutions are required to set up equal opportunities centres, equity committees, grievances redressal system and round-the-clock helplines to address caste-based or any form of discrimination. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave condition over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab today. The MET also forecast dense fog over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab, Rajasthan. In the men's under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India defeated host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. And that is the end of the news.